what to do when your item is not selling. So in the flipping business, a lot of times you'll buy something, be excited about the profit you're going to get when you sell it. You post it up, and you wait and you wait and you wait. Nothing happens. Nobody calls. Nobody texts. Nobody inquires on the item. So what do you do when you post something up for sale and it's just not selling? Nobody is buying it, or you're getting no emails or any of that. I'm going to go through 6 key points that will get your item to sell if it's not selling. We're going to go down a list. So 6 things you want to check and keep in mind whenever your item is not selling. Number 1 is check the website. Ask yourself, is this the right site? Am I posting this item on the right website? Is it posted on maybe Craigslist only? And is it maybe better if you post this item on eBay? You should have posted it on every website possible, on all channels, like I always say, but perhaps it's better to hammer it hard on one site over the other. So number 1 is check the website. What website are you posting it on? Ask yourself, what is the item? What is it? What's the most likely website or place that people will buy it? Okay. Not just that, don't just check the website. Also make sure you're posting the item on every website, every marketplace, every app. So I would say Craigslist, eBay, there's an app called OfferUp you should be using, and even Amazon if you need to. But check the website. What is it posted on? Make sure you post it on every website, okay? Not just that, there are still 5 more points you have to check. So number 2 is the category correct? Okay, if you post on Craigslist, if you post a piece of furniture in the cars and trucks section, that piece of furniture will probably not be seen by 90% of buyers who are on Craigslist browsing for that specific type of piece of furniture. Okay, so really make sure your categories on a lot of these websites like Craigslist and eBay, when you post something for sale, you have to choose a category to put it in. So is it arts and crafts, furniture, household items, cars and trucks, sporting goods, etc.? So make sure you're really posting it in the right category. Not just that, a lot of times for certain items, I create 2 postings and I post them in multiple categories. So let's say you have a carpet that you're selling or a rug. You might want to post it in the, not only in the furniture section, but you might also want to post it in the household items section. Or if you want to take it a step further, post it in the general for sale section as well. There's a category on Craigslist called general for sale, I believe. So now you've got it posted in 3 different categories, okay? That is the second point. The third point you want to touch on is improve the description. Improve and enhance the ad copy. So you post something for sale, it's not selling. Look at the description you put for it, okay? If it sucks, it's probably not selling because your description sucks, okay? So work on completely redoing your ad description, you know, making it better, maybe more detailed, maybe throw in more benefits. You're basically, you want to sell it harder, okay? If your ad's not selling, if your item's not selling, make the description way better, okay? That could even mean sometimes completely redoing it. Or it could be simply adding a few minor tweaks. Or another thing, key golden tip right here is the ad itself, the ad description can be perfect. But if you maybe have the text bunched up into blocks of text, that does not feel good on the eyes of the buyers or customers, okay? So maybe making a tweak, like taking your block of text, you know, description, and simply breaking it up into different sections, okay? Here's a before and after pic of what I mean by this. So example number 1, it just hurts your eyes when you look at it, and it's actually proven that people are less likely to read this when it's in block form, you know, blocks of text. They don't want to sit around and wait. Versus the after, which is the same exact description, but it's simply broken up into, you know, spaced out so that people are more likely to read it beginning to end, top to bottom, get the information in and make a decision, you know, be sold on the product, give you a call, text, etc. Okay. So check your description, and if you can't improve it or enhance it, really take note of the whole spacing thing I just told you about. The fourth point, number four, is check for mistakes. Okay. Your ad might have some mistakes in it that may prevent it from selling. Okay. Check for mistakes. And you correct those mistakes. So just to give you a couple examples, recently I managed to buy a car on Craigslist that was, the value of the car was probably about $14,000, okay? Now, the owner had two of his friends try to sell the car for him. The owner, he was a really busy guy. He didn't have time to try and sell it himself, so he called up two of his friends and told them, look, you know, I need you guys to try and sell my car for me. So here's what happened. One of his friends posted it up for, I believe, probably $12,000, okay? The other friend, on the other hand, also posted it on Craigslist using the same exact pictures for $18,000. Now, friend number two, who posted it for $18,000, was actually trying to make more money. You know, he was trying to make a quick buck off of the guy. So he didn't tell the other friend or the owner that he posted it up for $18,000. So here you have one ad posted for 12, one ad posted for 18. So what happened was that caused a major problem, because when people on Craigslist saw the two ads, they thought it was like a scam. They thought it was either like something was fishy. They're like, why are there two ads posted with two different prices? Something is not right here. So that automatically cut out a ton of buyers from even trying to find out what was going on. Not to mention, all three of them didn't communicate that with one another. So about a month passed and they were wondering why it wasn't selling. And the whole time it was because the second friend was trying, he posted it up for $18,000 and didn't tell anyone else. So long story short, I came across this. The reason I know all this is because I actually bought the car. And I bought it myself to try and flip. So I was in the middle of all this, and I was able to get a really, 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 really good deal on this car, because it reached that point where it was like a month passed, and nobody called them on it because they were confused, and there's this huge confusion thing. And literally probably like the day after the $18,000 ad was removed, I jumped in, I called them on it. They're like, yeah, here's what happened, here's why it didn't sell, etc. And I quickly bought it. It was a really, really good deal. And it was absolutely, there's no way I could let it pass up. And I was so glad that I bought it. So really look for mistakes. Okay. That mistake, basically, you know, it costed them several thousand dollars because I bought it way below what they were, I bought it way below their $14,000 asking price. Okay. So, or 12 or 14. So number four, check your ad for mistakes. Another example is sometimes when I'm posting up a bunch of items for sale, I'm copying and pasting things. And what happens is that I might copy and paste a description for a completely different item. Okay. So you'll take, you know, you're going back and forth. You're copying a description from, maybe like a smartphone, and you're pasting it into the box for a piece of furniture, and you're completely missing it because you're kind of just like on autopilot, just going back and forth, working really fast. And you might make the mistake of doing that. I've done that before, and it's not cool. It costs you a lot of time and money. Number five, the fifth point, is really important. Check the quality and quantity of the photos you have. So you might just have really terrible pictures that are not doing a good job selling the item. Okay, you might have sucky pictures or not enough pictures, not enough detailed pictures from multiple angles that is preventing the item from selling. I remember I had this couch that, it was a super nice couch, and it just was not selling for months because my pictures were so bad. But unfortunately, the space that I was working in, the space that the couch was in, which was my downstairs living room, was just not the ideal space for me to be able to take awesome killer photos. I mean, I tried as much as possible, but eventually I just didn't really care much. I ended up selling the couch for low, and that was that. But pictures are huge. Really make sure you've got high quality photos from multiple angles. They will make or break the deal. The sixth point, the final point, number six, that might be preventing your product from selling is a lot of people, they post something for sale and then they just leave it there. They never revisit it. Okay. So the sixth point is repost to get back to the top of the list. Okay, so repost your item after a while if it's not selling to get back to the top of the list, whether it's on Craigslist or eBay. You want to be the first one or one of the first ones that people see when someone searches for your product. So if you posted something 2 months ago and you haven't touched it since, you know, people are going to, first of all, they might not even find it, but if they do find your listing like on Craigslist, you can actually see the date that it was posted. So it's going to be like posted 2 months ago. Now, when people say that, see that, a lot of times they will immediately assume that it probably sold and they won't even bother trying to email you or call you or text you to see if it's available. They'll be like, oh yeah, 2 months ago, that's way too long. It probably sold. So then they just, you know, miss out on your ad and you miss out on them, you know, on possibly selling the item. So that's the last thing to look out for. Always keep those 6 points in mind. And I don't care what your item is, everything sells. If your item is not selling for something, it falls into one of those 6 points that I just mentioned. Fix that and your item will sell.